Welcome to Wonder in Reality with Jim Harwell. Hi, it's Jim, Wonder Reality. Very short message today, part 10 of The Purpose of Human Existence. And let me first state the verse, same verse as part 9. Do not labor for the food which perishes, but for the food which endures to everlasting life, which the Son of Man will give you, because God the Father has placed His seal on Him. Jesus talks about working for things that last forever. Another famous verse, store up treasures in heaven. In this specific teaching, remember Jesus had fed 20,000 people with bread, and He's talking also around this time about when He says, I am the bread of life. He who comes to Me shall never hunger. He who believes in Me shall never thirst. So Jesus tells His followers, don't labor for this food that perishes, but for the food which endures forever, endures to everlasting life. And He says, I am the bread of life. So the food is Him, Jesus Christ. Amen. He's the food. And He says, which the Son of Man will give you because God the Father has placed His seal. So, Jesus is the food. Of course, we have been talking about He's the treasure. He's the answer. He's everything. And He gives all these different metaphors about Him and about walking with God Almighty. It's fascinating to think about this. There's four things we as human beings need to survive. I've talked some about this in previous messages. Those four things, it's all common sense. Sunlight, air, water, and food. I mean, that's so basic, we take these things for granted. But those are the four things we need to survive. Take away one of those things, a human being will die. Some of those four quicker than others. If you take away the sunlight and the sun, we all die instantly. Take away air, we would die in what? 3 minutes, 4 minutes. Take away water, we would die in 3 days. Take away food, we die in about 30 days, roughly. These are harsh things to think about, but again, common sense, those four things. And remember, Jesus talking about the food, that's one of those four. But if we look at the New Testament, we look at the Gospels, Jesus said, I am the light of the world. So in the natural, there's the sunlight we all need, but Jesus is the light of the world. Air. Did you know that another name for the Holy Spirit, if you translate it, is the breath of God? And remember Jesus breathed on His disciples, that glorious event where He breathed on them and said, receive the Holy Spirit. And He said, the wind blows where it wishes. You can hear the sound of it, but you can't tell where it comes from and where it's going. So is everyone who's born of the Spirit. And we know also in the Bible that the wind is a type, a metaphor, a symbol of the Holy Spirit, of God Almighty, and the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of Jesus Christ. So when we think about air and how we, of course, air is everywhere, all around us, Jesus is everywhere and all around us, all the time. Everywhere we go, glory to God forever. How easy and simple it is to walk with Him. And yet, we miss it. I'll get to that in a second. Number three, water. We all have to have water to survive. It's the fundamental building block of the whole earth and of every human being. You know, it's, in fact, I was thinking about this the other day. It's probably, in terms of tangible things that we can see and hold and so forth, water's probably, really, it's the most important one thing in the whole earth for us. You know, sunlight, we it's not something tangible we can hold, right? Same thing with air. But with water, it is. This is something tangible. We know what it is. It's the most important thing for our survival. We need it all throughout the day. All of the food we eat and consume is based on water. Everything that we use in our daily life, essentially, its fundamental building block is water. Yes, this is common sense, but again, how important water is. And of course, for us to consuming water and everything that we consume is based on water. It's like 3 days without water, we die. Jesus talked about living water in the book of John, right there. The living water. He said, if you had known who is you were speaking to the woman at the well, you would have asked and he would have given you living water. He who drinks of the water this water will thirst again, but he who drinks of the water that I shall give him will never thirst, Jesus said. And he used water in the three teachings about the three phases of walking with the Holy Spirit. All three include water in the teaching. That's so important. It's eternally important. We don't realize, we'll spend eternity realizing the importance of water as a type and metaphor of Jesus the Christ, the Holy Spirit, the living water. Jesus gives us living water. It's Him. He's the living water. Just like when he was talking about food. You think, well, wait, what's the food that he gives us? It's him. He said, I'm the bread of life. That brings us to the fourth one, food. We all know we have to have food. That's common sense. Every child, every person on the earth, we have to have food. Jesus said, I am the bread of life. I am the living bread which came down from heaven. He who eats of this bread will live forever. Amen. So he's the food. So he's the light. He's the air. He's the water. He's the food. He's everything. And, you know, thank you, Jesus Christ, for this wonderful teaching about how basic this is, but yet how eternal and deep and vast and glorious that even in our everyday existence, as we partake of these four things, as we in the natural, we should realize, wow, these are all four of these are types, symbols, metaphors, types. They are natural examples revealing spiritual truth that all of them represent God Almighty, Jesus, and His Son, Jesus Christ, through the glorious Holy Spirit, and how important this teaching is. If Jesus and His Father teach us these things, they're eternally important. We just brush them off. We just cast these things aside. Oh, that's so simple. Oh, well, you know, sunlight, air, water, food. I mean, come on, give me a better, deeper teaching than this. That's altogether wrong. We should have a reverence and fear and honor about this teaching, about Him, even more Him. The fact that He would teach us in this way and reveal to us how all four represent Him. And for example, in the food, you know, he said, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink His blood, you have no life in you at all. And he said, do this in remembrance of me. So, you know, this is a holy thing that when we we need to partake of Jesus Christ in the spiritual realm. You know, literally, He becomes our all in all, essentially. Jesus is using a natural teaching there to talk about He who eats my flesh and drinks my blood abides in me and I in him. You know, that's in the natural, that's, you know, even some people who heard that at that time said, this is a hard teaching. Who can understand it? But again, in the spiritual, it's He's our all in all. We partake of Him in a deep, deep way, and we no longer exist. He exists in and through us. Glory to God. And so we just walk in that. Now, I want to finish up with, these are glorious teachings that from, you know, right there from the Gospels, right there from Jesus Christ Himself. And I just want to kind of add, give a message, build some hunger in us, and for us to realize how deep and vast and glorious and eternal these things are. Just this teaching, but more than that, Him. Amen. We have the opportunity every day to receive the most valuable entity in the universe. The greatest, most valuable, most glorious, priceless, eternal treasure available to mankind. And we don't seek Him. We don't do what He says to do. We do all these other things. We're all guilty of it. We go and we seek things that we think have value, and they have no value at all. Now, we need money, and we need food, and we need to have to get these things, and we miss it so much. If we could somehow seek Him and get that touch, then He will lift us up and allow us to walk with Him in His glorious power. And then we realize what Jesus means when He says, my yoke is easy, my burden is light. Because He's God Almighty. If we have His power and His Holy Spirit, we have everything. I mean, it becomes so exponentially easy. Like, to walk with Him, to do all the things He wants us to do ministry, to rest in Him and have His peace and joy, to forgive those people who we, in our flesh, we want to hate. We have Him in His power, the greatest power in the universe. It has to be easy. We have the victory guaranteed. We're condemned to victory. We anything less than that, we're underestimating Him. It's almost like we're not having faith. We're having, you know, fear and doubt and faith. We just rely on Him, this greatest power in the universe, more than just the greatest power, the most valuable. We can't even put into words for all eternity. We can't put into words how glorious and beautiful He is, how merciful and gracious, how powerful and awesome, and His righteousness, you know, The Amplified says his way of being right and doing things that are right. And amen. So I encourage all of us, let's seek this most valuable thing. Let's don't seek these other things that we think have value. I mean, we want to go get these little things and do, you know, and it's like we've got the greatest treasure, the biggest lottery ever, the greatest mansion. We do get mansions in heaven. That's what Jesus said. Let's just believe what Jesus said. He said, in my Father's house, which is heaven, there are many mansions. There's this incredible mansion. The greatest treasure in the universe, which allows us to live forever and to receive the divine nature and God's kind of life and all these incredible things. That's all available to us, and yet we go over and we seek things on the earth that have no value and that will pass away. So we go back to Jesus' great teaching, do not labor for this food that perishes, but for the food which endures to everlasting life, which is Him. Amen. Thanks for listening.